This is 88.9 FM. I'm Tania Ortega-Cowan. We are NPR for the Treasure Coast. And that name, the Treasure Coast, originates from actual treasure buried below the ocean just off our coastline. On July 31, 1715, 11 of the 12 ships of the 1715 Spanish treasure fleet were lost in a hurricane near present-day Vero Beach. They were heavily loaded with silver and gold treasure, and to this day, treasure hunters seek to find it all. This past July, a group of treasure salvers under the permit of Queen's Jewels in Sebastian found 45 pieces of silver coins and a rare coin dating to 1617. We met up with them at Captain Butcher's Marina in Sebastian, where they keep one of their three boats of their treasure salvage operation.
My name is Kim Farrell.
Farrell is the captain.
Yep, that's me. That's a very unique coin right there, because this wreck is 1715 and that coin is from 1617. Nobody's really got the drift on how that coin got there.
Farrell is from Miami and started treasure diving when he was 14.
When you can get in the water and touch something that's history, that comes alive in your hands, because nobody's touched that in 300 or 400 years, depending on the age.
The coins are currently in their treasure lab, being cleaned up, identified, and valued. Head diver Mike Penninger made the find.
My name's Mike Penninger.
He had a hunch about where to look.
Well, I had found something back in the 90s and just wanted to get back in that general area.
Penninger was an engineer on the space shuttle program in Cape Canaveral for 30 years and started treasure hunting in 1992 when he met Mel Fisher.
I ran into Mel Fisher down in Key West at the museum, and he sucked me in. So I got my own boat back in 93 and worked a 1715 wreck.
He retired to become a full-time treasure diver.
My name is Jeff Harness. I'm a diver.
Harness is a lifelong diver and helped pull up the Bounty in July.
Well, Mike found it. Mike directed us to the spot. He found the initial pile, and then it was my turn to get in, and I continued to bring up pieces of eight.
That's what the coins are called.
And artifacts as well.
They found pottery shards and something else, a silver pie trimmer.
Yeah, I'm Richard Rabin. I've always sort of been interested in old things. So.
A history major, he worked in museums and on the Florida Historic Preservation Board.
You know, that sort of thing makes you love what you do when you're looking for treasures. I'm the oldest guy on the boat. I just turned 73, and on a good day, if the captain's feeling very well, he'll call me the deck boss. But no, I'm just there to make sandwiches mainly.
Captain Farrell chimes in.
He likes it like me. I like putting my hands on stuff that nobody's touched in 300 or 400 years. But he had the background to tell me what it was.
Rounding out the team is...
I'm Bill Black.
He doesn't dive, but he has a very important job.
Pay the bills and raise the money, and we just sell shares in what we find.
The state gets up to 20% of all finds. The team splits the rest with Queen's Jewels. Regarding their recent find...
We think that these coins were all in one pouch that belonged to somebody involved in the minting of the coins, or a collector, because to get this many that are this good is unheard of.
Vero Beach native and treasure enthusiast Jim Wilson reached out to us to let us know of their find.
Once you touch a piece of history, it's amazing. And, you know, it's just it's very moving, you know, and it gets to you. You know, I want to do that again.
For more information, follow the links at this story at WQCS.org. I'm Tania Ortega-Cowan, 88.9 FM, NPR for the Treasure Coast.